Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now listening to From the East Side with Love. It's your boy Kosher. I got Mr. BYOD himself is in the building. What's up, Mr. BYOD, Jimmy V?
Hey, it's your man, Jimmy V. What's going on, Kosher? How you feeling, man?
Bruh, you know, we out here. We out here doing a thug thizzle. So, bruh, it's been a week.
It's been a week, yep.
It's been a while, man.
We had this conversation before, but it didn't go up, which is actually cool, because I'm glad we can actually speak about it now, though.
The people didn't hear it, bruh. The people didn't hear it. Now they want to hear it. Views has been out for relatively a week or so, and, you know, my opinion, the people heard my opinion, man. The more and more I play the CD, the less I play the CD, bruh.
Right, okay.
I just can't vibe with the tracks anymore, man. I like three songs of the album that I'll play, like, routinely if I really want to play some Drake. And that's, like, current Drake, at least. It's One Dance. One Dance, number one hit in on the Billboard of Drake's first number one. But he has a lot of, you know, top hits or whatnot. So congrats to him. But we knew this song was going to be a banger. When you have a beat like that, you can't go wrong. I'm telling you, the guitar, the keyboard outshine Drake. But he knew what he was doing.
Right.
He was smart. He saw what Hotline Bling did for him, and he's like, all right, I got this. And then Controller. Controller is cool, man. It just has the same vibe. I don't think it's going to be as number one, but it's a really good Hotline Bling, One Dance beat, the reggae-ish.
Agreed.
And Hype. You know, Hype's the only song that I can kind of work out to, but still, you know, I'm like, eh.
Okay.
One thing before I let you get into this, bro, I feel like, and I want you to answer this question honestly. If you can listen to this current Views album from front to back, couldn't you also listen to Justin Bieber?
So is that the comparison that you're making?
I mean, he wasn't really rapping, right? He was just singing on some beats that sound like Justin Bieber could have.
You know what? To go off what you were saying, the first 2 days the album dropped, I can admit I did listen to it front to back just to listen, you know, what's new. Now that I'm a week in, I can say I only listened to about 4 to 5 songs. And it's interesting because you named about 3 out of the 5 songs. Hype, Controller, as well as One Dance. Also got word from the females that their favorite track is One Dance, which I can understand why it's a number one hit on a Billboard. Now, what do I think of the album? I'm pretty much right there with you. I don't know about comparing it to
Jimmy. Okay, because I mean the people want to know what you were saying beforehand. Now too, don't act like you didn't feel some type of way about the album the first time.
I can say exactly what I said the first time. When it first dropped, I was liking the album. I was liking the songs because it's something new. You feel me? Now that, like I said, we are a week in, I listen to about 5 to 6 of the same songs.
And you listen to them while you're vacuuming, right?
Damn, it's like that, Kosher. You could going in on a light-skinned man, huh?
All right.
Reason why what? I rock with the One Dance, Controller. I'm a dancing guy, you know, and just like you said, these songs do have that reggae feel to them. You feel me?
Yeah.
As far as every other song on the album, it's just not regular Drake that we expected. Like, I don't think Views was better than Nothing Was the Same.
Right, of course not. Of course not. But it's also a different style of side of music. We wanted to hear Drake rap. Not that he can't rap and sing. We wanted him to do both. If you're going to give us some singing tracks, also give us a hard rap. Or what you do with the 9 a.m.s and the 5 a.m.s and, you know, the back-to-backs and the whole Nothing Was the Same album. And so the Views wasn't... Look, it's a very popular song, bro. Like, I can't... You can't tell me that you can't also listen to Justin Bieber, bro. His new stuff sound like Drake stuff. I mean, they all sound the same. unless it's just the way Canada rose, and that's just the way Canada rose, then, hey, man, I mean, look, no shame, no, you know, I ain't Aiden, but you put Drake on a Bieber track, he gonna fit right in, because that's the lane he wants to do. And also, it makes him money, so I get it from a business point.
Yes, exactly. Once again, I can't agree with you as far as the same as the same as Bieber and whatnot. But this track is definitely more singing, less rapping.
I'm gonna have to put you in some new JB, bruh.
It's definitely an album for the females, because once again, you know, everything's about females with Drake. But it's all good. It's all gravy, though, you know.
JB about to take Justin Timberlake's spot, bro. And Justin Timberlake.
Oh yeah, I can say that they're in the same lane.
Justin Timberlake got Future Sex Love Sounds, and he also got Justified. And those two are two classic albums. Yeah. Two classic albums. The first 2020 Experience was cool. Second one had some cool stuff, but they're not as good as his first two CDs. But I'm talking about Bieber, dog. Like Bieber also has the reggae influence songs, bro. And like, I'm telling you, man, I'm feeling like Sorry. I don't know, man. I feel like Drake and him got the same producer. Maybe 40 or somebody's out there doing the same thing for both these guys, which isn't bad, like I said. But I feel like Drake took the Bieber route, bro.
Yeah,
he went.
You just actually took the thought right out of my mind. I was thinking there must be a producer that's making all these reggae type soundtracks, and he got a hold of Justin, was like, here, work on that, bam, boom, Drake, I got something for you too, bam, and he's just working off the two biggest stars right now. It's, and I could probably see that. Is it true? Probably not, but you never know.
Never know. All right, bro, what's good on your end?
Oh, man, my end, hey, you know what time it is, man. It's playoff time, and the games have been going down. We just found out today Spurs came down. They lost to OKC in Game 6, which means we are going to watch the end of Tim Duncan's career, because I don't think he's lacing them up again. I'm pretty sure this was his last season. No more Parker, no more Ginobili all being on that same team. I do believe LaMarcus Aldridge is the next superstar up to take over the Spurs, but that's just the Spurs. We talking about OKC versus
you. Wait, hold Golden on. You're gonna shade my boy Kawhi Leonard?
Oh. You know what? You're right. Matter of fact, that's my mistake, because he was actually in the MVP vote. He was actually number two, right behind Steph, beating out LeBron. So that's actually an interesting statement that you made. So I do take back what I said about LaMarcus, and definitely give that to Kawhi. But
oh, shout out to that boy Steph Curry getting unanimous.
Unanimous. MVP. All across the board. No discussion.
First time in history.
Right.
So that's what's up for that guy, man. I can't hate on Curry. But yeah, obviously a huge upset. A team that only lost one home game all regular season loses two home games in one series, which they end up losing the series, and to the OKC Thunder. And OKC, they seem to have like a couple of mental roadblocks down the stretch in the regular season. But hey, they show that they're made out of something strong, man, because they did what people didn't really expect to happen. Much big shout out to them. Big year for Kevin Durant. Last year on his contract, we'll see what he does next year. As far back, we can't even say next year yet. He's still hanging on right now. So this next series between Golden State and the Thunder is going to prove a lot. What the Thunder need to do, in my eyes, they need to play inside out. They need to get Cantor and Adams rolling early, just so the Golden State Warriors could suck it on defense. Pause. And then let Kevin Durant and Westbrook get open shots on the jumper. But they need a consistent third scorer. They need somebody to throw up 15 points a game consistently, whether it's Cantor, whether it's Waiters, whoever it is, they need to bring out. They need to have 15 points combined with whatever else the team has in the 40 to 50 points, because Durant and Westbrook need to both be on to face these Golden State Warriors. Wouldn't you agree, bro?
I definitely agree. I was actually just having this discussion earlier that the days where it'd be KD and Westbrook start off the game, and then they would have James Harden come off the bench, and he would drop a good 20 points off the bench. That was their recipe to success. Obviously, ever since then, the Thunder itself hasn't made it. This is the farthest they've made it in the playoffs ever since the James Harden trade. So obviously that recipe was working out good, but now it's gone. So they do need someone to step up and be the leader of that second squad to give them those additional points. Do they have the juice? That is the question. I think the Warriors are going to either be able to find out or expose.
Right, most definitely. And shout out to Damian Lillard, the Blazers. Look, last two games they're going 120 plus, or they were trying to look. Lillard needs a consistent third scorer himself with CJ McCollum. These guys play their hearts out, especially Dame trying to be his own splash brother in his own right. And they just need a big man down there. Just need a big man down there to get a consistent 20 points for them, and the Blazers could be on their way. But I could just imagine if it was Kevin Durant instead of Greg Oden, where they would have been right now.
Oh, man. You know that injury bug is the realest bug out. I mean, if that bug never came and did what it did to all the number one picks across the board, I mean, who knows where the league would be now. But the bug came, it did what it did, and now we're just seeing what the outcome of that is. So, obviously, Greg Oden, he would have been a dominant force, much like he was prior to injury. But hey, that's just what it is.
Definitely, man. He looked old, and obviously old people get injured a lot. So with that being said, you look at on the East Coast, bruh, Raptors, Heat, that's just ugly over there, man. Who knows?
Man, the Cavs are undefeated. They haven't lost a game yet.
They haven't lost a game, and who would have thought? We would have thought that Golden State and the Spurs, it would have been the two teams that people would have probably like, hey, they would have probably went undefeated up to this point. Right. But it's actually the Cavs, and they, you know, they're shooting threes, 25 threes a game, and
right, and they're breaking records. And you know, it just proves, you know, when you have your three starting main keys, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, LeBron James, much like the equivalent to the Boston Celtics days of Paul Pierce, KG Ray, you know, when you got all three and they're all healthy, you can definitely bring your team deep into the finals. So
he had a plug in the Celtics. I mean, he's a Boston guy. What do you expect? You know,
I mean, of course, say, from Beantown. You feel me?
I mean, should I say Paul Gasol, Trevor Ariza, Kobe Bryant?
Man, we can even go down south to the 305 and say LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade. You know. I'm just saying, when you have a healthy big three in the playoffs, you can take your team as far as you need to.
Most definitely. Can I get an early finals prediction from you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm going with the Warriors, brother. I don't know about you, but Steph Curry just went back-to-back MVP. They're about to go back-to-back champions.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter who's on the East?
East side is going to be LeBron James and the Cavs. I mean, we're talking about Raptors or the Heat. Right now, that's 3-2 Raptors. Whether the Heat come back for it or not, the Cavs are going to beat them. So
he's been dead by Charlotte, so I don't know. Maybe he's behind the eight ball a lot.
Right.
So what do you think that series is going to go for the finals?
For the finals, I think it will be
five games,
Warriors,
games.
Cavs, and six.
Okay. So LeBron doesn't do it again.
Does not do it again. He always falls short. It's going to suck. Yeah, you know, the talk is going to be crazy. But that's it. And now, let me say, I'm not a LeBron hater. I give props to the hardest working man in the NBA. But when it comes to the playoffs, you just don't got the juice like that.
He got the juice in the playoffs, just not the championship.
Just not the finals, I'll say, because what, he's 2-for-5, kosher?
Yeah, 2-for-4, I think. He, I mean, he's always there. That's one thing. At least say he's consistent.
It's like he's that guy at the party. He's not dancing. He's just looking around.
Bruh, I know you got some big, big stuff happening these next 2 weeks. Let the people know what that is, though.
Yes. Hey, you know, your boy Jimmy V, you know, he does his acting thing as well. But you guys know BYOD is all about turning your negatives into positives. So I got down with a cool production team, and we are putting on a play called Confessions of a HOE. It's a two-part series. The first act is about a young woman who's in school. She's got kids. You know, she's trying to better herself, but she's forced to sell her body just to pay the bills, you know. It's a sad story, but there's a lot of women out there who can relate to that story, which also goes into part two of the play, is about a stripper who's tired of her stripping ways, so she decides to become a motivational speaker to educate other girls out there who decide to go down that path about the decisions that they can make. So, once again, using your negative as a positive force just to do better and be better, and I'm excited to be a part of this production. I play the character King Don, who runs the strip club, and let me just say, just picture Bernie Mac in Players Club, and I'm that times 10. You feel me? So I'm excited, and we are opening up this week. I know Kosher mentioned he's going to come through and show some love. I appreciate
Saturday.
That. Friday and Saturday. If you are in the L.A. area, Friday and Saturday at 8. Sunday at 2, and that's at the Complex Theater in Hollywood. But it's right on Santa Monica.
Thank you. I like that. So I'll be there Saturday. If you want to meet the boy, and I'm pretty sure I can get Jimmy V to come through and show some love too. So,
anybody that does come through off the podcast, I got you on a special pick, and I'll post it on the gram because you came through and showed love.
Oh, most that's love. So, Jimmy V, I know where they can find you at. If they're not finding you at the Complex this weekend or next weekend, they can also find you at beyourowndad.com, correct?
Oh, of course, and I know the people can always find you at From the East Side with Love, a.k.a. FTESWL.com. Make sure y'all go through, show love, always continue the conversation with my man, Kosher.
Yes, sir. It's all love out here. For the haters that have been getting at me on Twitter because I be making fun of the Spurs and what have you, hey, the Spurs suck. Well, they don't suck. It's just, you know, it's the end of an era. It's the end of a dynasty. Lakers had to go through it. Now it's y'all turn.
It is what it is. You know what? I can't call someone a bitch, but I might bark at him. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I hear you. I definitely hear you. So, everybody, stay blessed, stay positive.
Catch you guys next time.
We out.